This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, Justice Stephen Breyer is retiring from the U.S. Supreme Court. At 83 years of age, Justin Breyer is the oldest member of the Supreme Court, appointed by President Clinton in 1994. Here's ABC's senior national correspondent Terry Moran with more.
He always seemed to focus on the impact that cases had on the real lives of real people. He was less concerned, even though he had been a university professor and had a very professorial demeanor in court. He really did focus on what impact things might have had on ordinary people.
ABC News will have much more in just a few minutes. The state health department says a new COVID-19 variant is already present in Colorado. One case of Omicron variant known as BA2 was found late last month in the Denver metro area. The variant is a mutation of the COVID-19 strain that has caused a surge in positive tests across Colorado. The new strain is still being analyzed to be determined if it's significantly different from the original variant. Connect for Health Colorado is breaking a record for its regular open enrollment period. KRDO News Radio's Heather Skold has details.
The state exchange says nearly 200,000 people signed up for coverage through January 15th. CEO Kevin Patterson says the numbers show more people are finding plans within their budget. There is a special disaster relief enrollment period, which runs through March 16th for those impacted by the Marshall Fire or COVID-19. Heather Skold, KRDO News Radio.
Let's move down the script and tell you the U.S. and its allies are offering Russia a clear diplomatic path forward on Ukraine if Moscow chooses to accept it.
There are core principles that we are committed to uphold and defend, including Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and the right of states to choose their own security arrangements and alliances.
That's according to State's Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. He said that Russia must first de-escalate tensions along the border with Ukraine. Russia has been amassing troops and military equipment on the border for weeks, prompting fears of imminent invasion. The U.S. and allies have sent a detailed memo to Moscow and are awaiting a response. The White House still looking at various options as lawmakers call on President Biden to release a memo outlining his authority to cancel student debt. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president supports Congress sending a bill that would provide tens of thousands of debt relief. Two people were injured in a crash in Colorado Springs last night. The fire department said a vehicle caught fire following a crash on East Uinta and North Union Boulevard. One person was listed in critical condition following that crash, which is still under investigation. And as we go further down the script, the Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now.
The Federal Open Market Committee kept its policy interest rate near zero and stated its expectation that an increase in this rate would soon be appropriate.
The Fed signaled it will likely raise rates in March. And two district attorneys who sit opposite sides politically are joining together to criticize Colorado Governor Jared Polis. The DAs of Mesa County and Boulder County said in a letter earlier this month that the governor acted prematurely in reducing the 110-year sentence imposed on a truck driver, Rogel Medeiros. The governor reduced that sentence to 10 years from 110 years.
Calm conditions continue through the evening time frame for most of southern Colorado. Clouds will increase overnight tonight, temperatures in the 20s. And, of course, we wait for cloudy conditions all day on Thursday and passing snow showers with light accumulations across most of the Pikes Peak region. Areas across our local mountain cities will pick up more measurable amounts of snow. Temperatures will be down into the low single digits overnight Thursday. And sunny skies returning on Friday, warming back up into the 40s to low 50s by the weekend. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.